Thank you, Mr. Chair, to also give the Netherlands the opportunity to weigh in on this debate. Allow me to start with some comments on paragraph 23b, and as other delegations have expressed some questions regarding this paragraph, we also believe that there is an issue of consistency, as usually we refer to both the normative and operational framework, and suddenly we are here confronted with a singular framework. We believe indeed that it's useful that you have another look at it, taking into account some of the views expressed on this and some of the useful proposals made. Turning to the issue of the number of days, we have listened very carefully to the different views expressed and also wish to put our view on record. We believe that we should have more than two substantive sessions to allow delegations to reflect on the different substantial proposals between the substantive sessions and provide sufficient time to delegations to discuss it during the sessions. As we have seen this and previous years, the last session of a GGE tends to be mostly focused on the report writing. Hence, we believe that report writing should be entrusted to a separate third or even fourth session of the GGE. Moreover, we've lost a number of days this year, so making up for the time lost would be a reflection that this body is serious in fulfilling its mandate. Furthermore, with the BWC and MPT review conferences taking place this year, the disarmament community will have caught up with the backlog caused by the corona pandemic. In other words, the argument that the disarmament calendar for 2023 is already too full is, in my delegation's view, simply false. In our view, it is therefore logical that we increase the number of days, and we believe that the proposal for 20 days is indeed a good one. Thank you very much.